This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. The final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. How's morale? There are certain fan bases, like in Dallas, where you're going, I thought we were ready for primetime. I thought we were ready for the 49ers this time around. And then you get this comment from Dak Prescott. He seemed a little surprised last night.
Didn't see it coming. As you said, put everything into this and got punched in the mouth. Called a couple of weeks ago, humbling against Arizona. But this may be the most humbling game I've ever been a part of.
Should you have seen this coming? That you're surprised? Like, wow, didn't see that coming. You should have at least known what they had, offensively and defensively. Hey, we knew this could happen, instead of, man, I'm surprised. Brock Purdy played well. Everybody did, for the most part. This is one of those, it's not just, you go into the shallow end and all of a sudden it drops off. It was a big wave that hit you and hit you early. By the way, this Sunday night, get ready. The Giants take on the Buffalo Bills Sunday, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. How many times will Danny Dimes get hit? How many fumbles will he have? How many interceptions will he have? Or will he even play? Yes, Todd.
Against that angry Bills team that just lost in London to the Jaguars, you don't want to mess with Josh Allen in Buffalo now.
Thank you, Todd. You're
welcome.
Yeah. They've lost a couple of defensive starters there. Even tougher sledding for the Buffalo Bills. Just when you think you figured out, oh, okay, that's who the Bills are. They go over there, and then you go, we thought that we had figured out the Jags, and then the Jags play like that. The NFL is full of that. Usually like first 5 games and then after 10 games and then maybe towards the end of the season where you go, okay, still trying to figure this team out. Or they surprise me. They're better or worse. Detroit might be better than we want to give them credit for. But because of their history, it feels like we're holding off. We're like, okay, I just did it last hour where I go, well, they beat the Panthers. Detroit, there's nothing fluky. They've won by 14, 14, and 18 the last 3 weeks. Defense has been really good. They are very good against the run. And Jared Goff has played well. Maybe, MVP candidate. Baltimore blew a great chance of beating all three divisional foes on the road. And they would have done this in the first 5 weeks. The receivers dropped a few passes there. And just when we were ready to go, okay, new offensive coordinator, and yeah, we're seeing something different with Lamar Jackson. They didn't look good at all. But the Ravens, as Peter King said, must have vomited through the first 50 minutes to battle back against the Steelers. 17-10 they lose. They've lost six of the last seven in this series by 4-5-1, 3-2, and 7.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Also, the Lions have lost a total of 3 games in the last 11 months. So they are for real. I think we're waiting for them to have a big moment, big game. I mean, they're overtime loss away from being undefeated. But it feels like we're holding off on them. Are we holding off on any other team? Because we are with the Lions because they're the Lions. But they've been moving quickly. They've been moving right at us. I mean, it's a high-speed glacier here. It's going to hit you, and they're going to beat you. I don't know if Tampa's any good. They're 3-1. I have no idea. Yes, Marvin?
No, that don't count. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. We got to see.
And by the way, Detroit at Tampa coming up next week. I'm sorry, Marvin, what'd you say?
I'm going with the Dolphins.
You're not sure who they are?
I think they're a wait-and-see team also. Only like the Lions, because they haven't been great in recent history, we got to see. Like, this offense is great now, but let's see when it gets a little deep into the regular season and into the playoffs. Let's see what they do.
Well, they weren't good last week, but then they were good this week. You're just not quite sure. But, you know, this on the road, is it a trap game? You know, the matchups that you have, you know, all of these things where you're just going this system, this scheme, this team, this offense, this defense. Yeah, Seton.
It is funny how all records aren't created equal. You know, like a 4-1 Lions, I don't really know, but the 4-1 Chiefs is like, hell yeah. Yeah, man, they're right on course.
Right. Would you take the Bengals at 2-3 or Tampa at 3-1?
I'd take the Bengals.
Right.
Yes, I would. The Patriots lost to the Saints. It was the worst shutout loss of Bill Belichick's career, the worst home loss of his career, and this coming off the worst loss of his coaching career, losing to the Cowboys 38-3. Hadn't been a good couple of weeks here for Coach Belichick, but he was not too interested in talking to the media. Even when they win, he's not too interested, but he was asked about his quarterbacking situation.
Bill, what went into the decision to sit down Mac there in the later stages of the game?
In the third quarter. So.
Is he still your quarterback going forward?
Yeah, there was a lot of problems. It certainly wasn't on him.
Wasn't on him. Here's Mac Jones on being benched by Coach Belichick.
Mac, with the results being what they are and you finish two straight weeks ending the game on the bench, do you start to feel like you're playing to keep your job?
Like I said earlier, just trying to do better as an offense. You know, we didn't score any points, so that's the important part, scoring points and executing your job, and I try to just execute my job.
When you don't score any points, you obviously can do better. You couldn't score less than you did against the Saints, right?
Hoping to get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, score. Man. Yeah, Paul.
It does feel like America is enjoying this. You hear people, if you take yourself out of New England and the 20 years of the run that the Patriots had of relevancy of, you know, basically giving the middle finger to the rest of the league.
Enjoying the Patriots getting blown out or the Cowboys getting blown out?
I'll bet you it's the Patriots because we've seen the Cowboys struggle for on and off for 30 years. I almost want the Cowboys to win something.
Yeah, but they're close, though. Patriots aren't threatening at all.
I bet if you did a poll, I think America really is enjoying the Patriots and Bill Belichick suffering, not just being irrelevant. But
they
bad.
Haven't done anything the last couple of years. Now, these are embarrassing. These are historically bad losses for Bill Belichick.
They never stunk before. In our 20 years, they haven't never stunk.
But do you think, the national fan who maybe is not a Cowboy fan or a Patriot fan, are they, which one are they reveling in more? Dallas, who's supposed to be on par in the NFC, is one of the top three or four teams, or New England, and they're not any good? Yes, Todd.
I think they're enjoying the Patriots just because of the recent domination in all the Super Bowls. Okay. The Cowboys haven't really done anything in like 30 years, so recency bias, that's the team that was just beating everybody up. I also wonder if Tom Brady is enjoying what's going on with the Patriots, or he's not that kind of guy.
It certainly elevates his status as if that could be, you know, possible, because now it was Brady. You know, Bill had the system, but, you know, Brady had the culture. Like people wanted to play for Tom Brady. They have to overpay to get them to go and play in New England now. That, to me, is a bigger issue. Can you even fix this? Free agents? Okay, what are you going to pay me? Yeah, it's not enough. Because there's no joy there. Even when they won, there was no joy. Like, the joy was, like, those 15 minutes after you won the Super Bowl. Be like, yeah, this is a great coach. And then, you know, probably 15 minutes later, you know, he's diagramming things or looking at what the schedule could be, or, you know, cutting somebody. You know, who knows how much joy he has in all of this. And let me get some phone calls in here. Todd always says, don't take any phone calls. Those people just say mean things about
them. They do.
It'll be Packers at the Raiders. Raiders a slight favorite. Bill Cowher will join us coming up here in a little bit. Let me go to Troy in Kansas. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Good, good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was wondering, if Belichick got fired, would he be a candidate for Kraven's birthday? I mean...
No, thank you, Troy. You know, we're happy with our coach at Krappensburg State right now. No?
Well, you got to bring him in for an interview if he's available. It's Bill Belichick. Got to talk to him.
No, can't do that.
Establish his interest.
Yeah. Krappensburg State, we're headed towards selling 2,000 T-shirts of Krappensburg State. We have some bumper stickers coming out, too.
Yeah, we got a couple new shirts coming, some bumper stickers. Yeah. I'm hearing maybe some coffee mugs. It's a full line. It's the full collegiate experience.
What is...
when you walk into the school bookstore.
Somebody did suggest to me, do we have NIL money for our athletes at Krappensburg State?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Charmin is obviously a big donor to Krappensburg State.
Match.
And
it's Charmin Field at Krappensburg Stadium. So,
Josh in Indianapolis. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
What up, DP?
Hi, Josh.
First time, long time. 5'9", soft, 244.
Soft.
Worst of the weekend for me was my Longhorns defense and the defensive coordinator. If you want to be a national playoff team, you can't do that.
Yep.
Best of the weekend was this morning, actually. I'm a teacher on fall break. I told my wife I was going to call in and give my best and worst. Before she leaves for work, she says, tell Dan I said hi and suck it back row. So shout out to Hannah in Indianapolis.
All righty. And hello to your wife. Suck it back row. Luke in North Carolina. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Luke.
I got a worst of the weekend, but before that, I just wanted to say, I went to a Krappensburg State baseball game last weekend, and it was a pretty touching ceremony. They inducted Bartolo Colon into the Bowl of Honor.
Well done.
All right.
Well done, Luke.
Thank you, Luke. I like that.
Luke gets it. Yeah, Luke got the assignment. Well done.
What else do you have there, Luke?
Yeah, my worstest of the weekend was, this is not the first time Mario Cristobal has done this.
Yep.
He did it in 2018 with Oregon against Stanford.
Yep.
Granted, then it wasn't mathematically over. They could have knelt and punted, and there'd be like 15 seconds left with a whole field. But they ran, fumbled, and then lost in overtime. So that's the worst, second time worst happens to Mario Cristobal.
Thank you, Luke. Nick in Cincinnati. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
5'11 and 3/4, a hard 130. I got a best and a bester. First off, Joey B, looking like Joey B, got us excited here in Cincinnati.
Yep.
And the bester, Foster Moreau, saw him get in the end zone last year, diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yep.
I'm sure we've all been affected by that horrible disease one way or the other. My mom fought it and beat it. So Yeah, it was nice to see him get in the end zone.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick. Tim in St. Petersburg. Hey, Tim.
Hey, DP.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, gentlemen. Fritzy. First time, long time, 5'10", 190. So down at Crappensburg State, they're considering running the Tush Push this weekend, but they came up with alternate play names for it. I'm going to go rapid fire here, so please hold your applause or boos. So we've got the line to gain strain, the crapper slapper, the glute scoot, the hide ride, the butt rut, the trench clench, the booty scooty, the posterior plunge, the bum scrum, and the colon roll in.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Nicely done.
All right.
Weekend well spent.
The glute scoot.
Glute scoot was a favorite of mine. That really stood out.
What's the poll question we're going to go with in the final hour?
The glute scoot.
The glute
That's
scoot.
Just wonderful. Yep. We're going to go with two, Dan.
Oh.
In the final hour.
Okay.
We're going with who do you like seeing lose more, the Patriots or the Cowboys?
Okay.
And we're also going with how much are you enjoying the Patriots' struggles? A little, a lot, having the time of my life.
I guess I'm probably in the minority with that. I didn't expect anything out of the Patriots. Tough division this year. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, we thought. And I thought they were going to be, if at best, you know, like a 8-win, 7-win. At best. They're just, they're boring. Non-threatening. Their two best defenders are injured. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
The Patriots, Brady, Belichick, all of them together. Remember when you're in high school, or for most of us, you know, if you were like a kind of a normal guy in high school, and there was a quarterback who got the cheerleader, and he was a star, and he's a prom king.
Yeah.
And then you see him 20 years later at the reunion, and you're doing well, and he's losing his hair, and he's chubby, and you're in your head, you're like, ah, payback time. Mm. This is payback time for the Patriots. Now, Brady's not around to catch the heat. If they stunk with Brady, it would be a celebration in and out of our country.
Mm. But you mean the world would celebrate? The world would celebrate.
Yeah, Team Giselle.
Hmm. Team Giselle. I'm Team Tom. Giselle seems to be getting closer and closer to that judo instructor. Oh, just saying. Right? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's been in the mix there.
Oh, they've been kicking it?
I don't know.
Mm. Oh, no. Judo instructor.
I'm going to give you a bloop on that one. All right, we'll talk to Bill Cowher. He'll join us. More phone calls coming up as well. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday. I had a slider Sunday, by the way. In case you're wondering, bacon cheeseburger sliders, kingshawaiian.com. Had the burger patties, bacon, the caramelized onions topped with American cheese. Now, I had the caramelized onions, but just a little, and I had Swiss cheese, the OG King's Hawaiian sweet roll. And they have a roll for you, King's Hawaiian slider sundaes. So they have the original rolls, the slider buns, the salty pretzel slider buns. And just like Todd, they're soft and fluffy and irresistible. King's Hawaiian rolls, perfect for any football get-together. And you want recipe inspiration? KingsHawaiian.com. Football Sundays are all about sharing great food and fun with friends and family in football. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday is the only way to enjoy a Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store, pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Seton, would you update the poll results? Then we'll get to the Hall of Fame coach, Bill Cowher.
I sure will, Dan.
Okay.
Right now, we've got a bunch of poll questions working, actually, as a matter of fact. But if we go with the new ones, how much are you enjoying the Patriots' struggles? A little, a ton, having the time of my life. Right now,
wow.
It's 100% having the time of my life. That's a tough result right there. And then who do you like seeing lose more, the Patriots or the Cowboys? This one's a little more balanced. It's 57% Cowboys. Very negative two poll questions.
All right. You can catch Coach Cowher, the rest of the NFL Today crew, Sundays at noon Eastern on CBS and Paramount. Good to see you again, Coach. Let me start with this. Do you enjoy seeing the Patriots lose more or the Cowboys losing more?
I see the theme of the Monday morning. There were some great wins yesterday. Let's not talk about those. Let's go right into Misery Monday.
Yes, yes. So do you care?
No, you know, in a weird way, Dan, I've kind of been there. I think when I look at the Cowboys, you know, it was San Francisco's a very good team. They couldn't get on track early, got behind early. You know, and when you become one-dimensional against that defense, it's going to be a long night. And I think that there's, you know, they can get things worked out. I look at New England, to be quite honest with you, I don't know where you go for answers, yeah, to be quite frank. I mean, you look at the offensive side of the ball, name me a playmaker. The quarterback is struggling. Offensive line is not creating any running holes. Defensively, you just lost your two best players in Gonzalez and Judon. You know, it's a big challenge right now for Bill. You're coming off two very, very tough losses. To be critical of your team right now, you could lose them. There's a very fragile confidence, I think, in that building. Probably a place where Bill has not been before. But, you know, so it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Can you watch a game as a fan, or do you have to watch it through the lens of being a former coach?
I always looked at it as a former coach. I get mind blown today by some of these decisions in terms of analytics. I mean, I watched yesterday, John Harbaugh is a good friend of mine, a good coach, in a game where you know points are going to be minimal. In the very first quarter, he's got a chance to go up 13-0. Instead, he goes for it on 4th-and-1. And those 3 points we're looking at in the rest of the day. And so I see it all the time. I mean, what's wrong with taking points? You work too hard to get down there, and I don't want to hear about analytics because they tell you about your odds. They don't tell you about what happens if you don't make it, where you stare at those things, and it's staring you in the face the rest of the game. So I watch it really as a coach, to be honest with you, and I look at it and just seeing the in-game tweaks that every coach has to make and willing to make, and how do you slow down a Miami offense that, you know, that – looks like they're playing faster than everybody else. We watched a little of that blueprint with Buffalo, and then you feel for Buffalo. They come up with one of the biggest wins of the year, and they go over there and lose maybe their best defensive player in Milano. They just lost Tre'Davious White. Sean McDermott will figure this out, but that's a big blow for Buffalo Bills.
How often would you send a play in and the quarterback would change it, even though you didn't want, like, they would defy you? How often do you think that happened in your career?
I don't know. I didn't call the plays, but I know when I would go to the coordinator to call the plays, I think sometimes I realized the back thing, the one I got, and I realized it was actually, it was a maneuver. They said they couldn't hear. It's like going they would say their helmet was on, they're tapping their ears, and I'm going like, okay, is that true or not? Are you hearing me, or is it selective hearing? So, you know, sometimes, you know, but a lot of the plays we had, you give options to the quarterback. And I think the biggest thing you do, to me, Dan, is the quarterback earns the right to have more input, right? So I think they earn your trust, and then they get to learn to trust you. So I think when you go into a game plans, you're going against certain things. You can flip a running play from one side to another based on what you're seeing the front being. You can also see a front that takes you out of a running play to a passing play. So those things are always going to be there as part of what you give a quarterback in terms of game plan. But then sometimes a quarterback thinks he knows more, and then he just hits his helmet. I got this.
Roethlisberger would do that?
Yes, I found that after the fact, because I kept thinking, man, we're having problems with our communication. They're going, coach, there's no problem. I can hear everything in his helmet. I go, oh, okay, let me look at the second alternative here. Maybe it was selective hearing.
I wonder if with a quarterback of Ben's size, would you be using that the brotherly shove that Philadelphia is using?
Well, he'd have to feel comfortable doing it, right? I mean, I think it's so funny when you watch and you think about a quarterback sneak. We think about Tom Brady, who did it so well for so many years. He takes it and he goes down low and it kind of hits his head down. And you watch Jalen, he's got this, you know, at number one, I don't know if any centers can get as low as Kelce. Kelce's already a small guy. And he gets low, really low. And it's almost like Jalen's just riding the wave. It's like he's right on top of it. You don't see him go down. He's riding the wave of the back. So it's interesting to see the techniques involved. I don't like the play personally. I think it's a rugby play. It's a scrum. I think it's as bad for football. There's nothing strategical about it. But until we find ways of losing, of stopping it, until we find ways of people not getting hurt. I know the Giants tried it a week ago, and two guys got hurt. So I think until it becomes a safety issue, you know, they're going to keep doing it. I don't like to play personally. I just don't, you know, but you have to stop it. It's been very, very effective.
Talking to Bill Cowher, the Hall of Famer, NFL Today on CBS analyst. Dion said, why don't we have sort of a penthouse with the Hall of Fame? And I propose if you have first ballot Hall of Fame, then can you do a special floor for the first ballot Hall of Famers? You know, Joe Montana, whoever it might be, Dion. Do you have any problem with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I look at it from the standpoint of, you know, I think when you go to that luncheon, I've gone now for, you know, for two straight years. You sit in there, and I met Dick Butkus for the first time, my lifetime idol. I think we all recognize who there were some quality players and coaches in there. That, you know, what they did was probably more than what you did. But yet, I think what you did was warrant of contribution of being recognized as one of the best at what you did. You know, to sit there and who's to measure what that criteria is to put you into that other element of it. So I understand it. You know, I didn't go in as a first ballot. Maybe there's circumstances that don't put you in there for the first ballot. And there was a lot of media involved with it. I wasn't one of the most cordial guys at press conferences at times, you know, and so at the same time, I feel very proud of the record that I had, and I will match it with, you know, a lot of the people that are in there. So, you know, and listen, we all recognize Deion Sanders. First ballot, I think we all know the first ballot, and you all know the players that are in there. But I think once you get in there, to sit there and say there's a first class and second class, I think it'll be a disservice to the honor.
But isn't there a seating chart, though, somewhere, Coach, that might – you know, the Hall of Fame events, do they have, you know, Montana's up front and LT's up front?
Well, I think they do it more by whoever can walk better, who can sit. A lot of times you go there, Dan, there's a lot. If you can stand, you're in the back. If you need to sit, you go in the front. So it's more by your health status than anything else.
How does every team pass on Brock Purdy seven times? But he's going to be and should be an MVP candidate this year.
No question about it. I know I wrote about it a year ago when we came in. It's so ironic because it had me thinking about Tom Brady, right? Sixth round, this guy's seventh round. And you walk into a team and you sit behind a starting quarterback. It takes a starting quarterback to get hurt, to get your chance, just like it took, you know, you sit there.
Brady.
Brady comes in and Bledsoe gets hurt. And then all of a sudden, you know, here comes Jimmy G, and all of a sudden Purdy comes in. And, you know, he walked into a great situation. And I think he just fits the system perfectly. He walked into a very good defense. He walked into a Kyle Shanahan offense that's very quarterback friendly. He's very, very good at processing information. That's the thing I would take away from Kyle's offense. Yes, it's run oriented. There's a lot of motion and probably a lot of dialogue goes on, a lot of moving pieces. So you have to be able to process a lot of information very quickly. And I think that's the one thing you hear people constantly talk about with Brock Purdy is his ability to go from one read to two to three. He sees the field. He can process things. And if there was ever a better offense to walk into, it's probably the Kyle Shanahan offense. So, it's always interesting when you see the free agents, the seventh round picks, the sixth round picks. You know, there's certain elements that you can't measure going to the next level. And Brock Purdy has certainly surpassed a lot of the people what they thought they saw and didn't thought his limitations were. They no longer are.
Is there a game that you just can't get out of your head? Wakes you up at night?
Probably the 2001 AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots. We knocked Brady out. We brought Bledsoe in. We gave up a punt return for a touchdown because all of a sudden we kicked the ball from the left hash from our own 5-yard line. We had a guy run out of bounds. Troy Edwards, they replayed it, pushed us back. They put the ball in the right hash. My punter, Josh Miller, kind of didn't know what we're supposed to do. Am I supposed to kick it back into the boundary? So I go to the other boundary. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't even realize they'd moved the hash. He kicked it right down the middle. Deion Branch just took it right back for a touchdown. We go to kick a field goal. It gets blocked for a touchdown. We had more, almost 100 yards more than they did, but we lost the game. And that was a very, very good team in 2001. So I look at those championship games and I think about those. Certainly the 96 Super Bowl against the Dallas Cowboys. So I think about more the games that ended my season, not the games during the season, than anything else. And I probably remember the losses more than I remember the wins.
Could you outsmart Brady?
Can you outsmart Brady? No, you gotta be patient against Brady. And you got to just try to just, if you can try to create some degree of hesitation into what he thinks you're doing, almost like in a weird way, like Peyton was. Peyton and Tom were so cerebral that you had to play a little bit of a chess game with them. And then you had to take advantage of the opportunities if he ever gave them to you. But if Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, if you showed them what you were doing from a defensive standpoint, they knew exactly where to go with the ball. And they were patient enough to take what you gave them. So it's almost like who could be more patient, somehow come up with a third down stop. Don't give them the big play, but you better be disguised in what you're doing, because if you give them pre-snap information, they're going to beat you and just tear you up.
Would you rather face that quarterback or the guy who athletically is going to extend plays, drive you, whoever that might be, but that guy that you won't have the athleticism to counter?
Yeah, I mean, and Mahomes is that guy now, right? Mahomes is the ultimate guy who can step up and talk about manipulating the pocket and having pocket presence. He loves staying in the pocket. And you're going to get off schedule plays. You're going to get his improvisation that he's going to have at times. Those are probably a little bit tougher to go against, to be quite honest with you, because, you know, those you can't control. At least the other things are controllable. I can control what I show and what I play. I can control my disguise part of it. I can be patient and make the play and make the tackle. But these plays that get extended for 6-7 seconds, I remember going against Michael Vick. That's the closest guy I could kind of relate to, Michael Vick. It's all of a sudden you can't rush as like you used to always rush, because you had to make sure that you're very disciplined in your rush lanes. And to tell a rusher to be disciplined is kind of going against it. It's almost like an adverse, like, oh, be disciplined, but you want to rush the quarterback. Like that's a contradictory statement. I know, but it kind of, you need to be that way. So, you know, you want Patrick Mahomes to stay in the pocket and beat you, and he can do that. But I'd much rather him stay in the pocket and beat me than get out of the pocket and then throw the ball down the field. And then you have the offenses right now. Today's the biggest challenge you have is that Miami offense. The motions, the San Francisco motions, Mike McDaniel, Kyle Shanahan, they came from the same system. They like to give you a lot of window dressing, a lot of movement. They get you to kind of take your eyes off where they need to be, and they play very fast. And so there's a lot of speed down in Miami. That's a big challenge. And again, patience has to be a part of that solution and trying to at least slow them down.
I watched that Steeler-Ravens game. Now, granted, it's the best rivalry in football, but that's bad football. And I keep waiting for the Steeler. That Steeler offense, where is it, Coach?
It's a work in progress, Dan.
Oh, boy.
You're
being politically correct there.
No, but you know what? And you just keep fueling the fire by everyone sitting there waiting for Mike Tomlin to fire Matt Canada and to sit there and say, you can't do this and can't do that. Yes, it's going to have to be more productive. Yes, they're going to have to start taking more shots down the field. And they're going to have to, if they get Deontay Johnson back, maybe you get a guy who can have a little bit of run after catch. But they're playing defense for defense right now. Maybe the best bookend rushers you got right now, Highsmith and TJ Watt. They're not giving up the big plays. And right now, Kenny Pickett is not turning it over. He's got like two interceptions in the last four games. You know, they blocked punt yesterday. I know they kind of gave it back. And to be quite frank, Baltimore did not play very well. Mm-hmm. They had six drops. They missed a wide open receiver who falls on the turf at Heinz Field. So, you know, it was a Heinz Field. The ghost of Heinz Field came out yesterday for the Baltimore Ravens. But, you know, I still like the Baltimore Ravens. And I mean, I think Todd Monken, I think Lamar in that system, where it's more spread out in the weapons that he has, is at some point going to get more and more comfortable. You see signs of it. Yesterday was not one of them. And I think from Pittsburgh's standpoint, it is a long year. It's a work in progress, because clearly the offense is going to have to be more productive than it has been right now. And I think getting back to the running game is a little bit of that answer. And I would not just be with Najee Harris. The Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren combination. Jaylen Warren came in and really gave that team a spark. When he came in, he made a couple big plays on third down, a couple big runs. He gives them a little bit of that splash, a little bit of that suddenness that you want to see on that offense, because you feel like they're just plodding down. They're plodding on down. They're, you know, just that 12, 13 play drive. You cannot live on that. So they needed Deontay Johnson. They needed Jaylen Warren. You're going to get the George Pickens maybe one-on-one. He'll make the big catch down there, but he's not going to get the great separation. So I think it's still there. And the biggest thing they're doing is they're winning while keeping, you know, winning games ugly. And isn't it? And that's always going to be a case with the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game.
When's the last time you were in a fight?
A fight? Well, verbally or, I mean, I'm fighting with Boomer and Phil.
No. That, I mean, like a physical.
A physical fight. Well, I would say college. No, I actually had a fight and was in the pros too. It was a practice one time. It was actually the same day. The first time my late wife, I called at lunch and I found out she lost our baby. And I never forget, we went to 9-on-7. I was with the pads on and I just was so mad. And so I just started crying and I just started hitting everything. And they're saying, relax. I go, don't, you know, I got in a fight.
Did you eventually tell your teammates and coach what happened?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I usually am pretty good at controlling my emotions, to be quite honest with you.
Except for the time when you ran off after the first half, weren't you? You had a word for an official.
Well, I those were controlled emotions. I could have done a lot.
I'm sorry. You should be commended for that.
Those were controlled emotions.
I like that. Okay. We just didn't know that.
Yes.
Hey, great to catch up with you as always. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Man, always a pleasure. You're the best. I still got your jacket. You know, you gave me one of those jackets. I came to the Super Bowl the one year.
Yeah.
I still have it. I pull it. I go, oh, here's my black Dan Patrick jacket.
There you go. I'm glad. I'm giving you
props as I walk around.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Thank you. Thank you. That's Coach Cower. Who knew that he was showing, you know, restraint there? He looks like a guy you wouldn't want to mess with. Yes, Todd.
That's restraint, stuffing like pictures into the pants of a referee, as you wrote in it.
It's good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Create the headline for tonight's game for tomorrow. Back after this. As always, a special shout out our friends at Panini America. They invite you to check out their NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. They're available on the public auctions on the site. We're available in packs. You'll find the hottest rookies, the all-time greats, biggest superstars, and get the newest released packs from all the biggest Panini brands. Now is NFTs. Right now, Panini has been turning up the heat as well with name, image, and likeness deals. So Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers, freshman sensation USC wide receiver Zachariah Branch, and Arch Manning. Be on the lookout for college football's top players in Panini's NIL products that are coming soon. Also, trading cards, NFT trading cards, Panini giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. You'll find that on the Panini NFT platform. Whether you collect physical or digital packs, Panini has you covered. Go to PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher will join us in the Man Cave tomorrow. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow, what's the headline going to be tomorrow? Todd, I'll start with you. Create tomorrow's headline today.
I'm going to go with Devontae's Inferno, receiver goes off on former team.
All right. I like that. Seton, you have a headline off tonight's Packers-Raiders game.
It'll be something about like seven-card stud, hearts wild as love goes off.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, stud.
Okay. All right. Marvin.
I got the Raiders winning, and the headline's going to be, it's nothing but a G thing.
Jimmy G. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Paulie?
I had a terrible Jordan Love play on words, so I'm going to douse that one. Let's see. All right. Bakhtiari to the future. Packers.
No, because he's out for the season.
I was adjusting. Yeah, maybe
he's
he'll
out
play
for the season. I was going to do, what's Love got to do with it? Everything. Yeah, the secondhand emotion. Shout out to the late Tina Turner.
Shout out.
Yeah, thank you.
No dice for the Packers.
No. We did the dice, Clay, one time.
That's it.
You got to do your impersonation. Now
we're in the past. Now,
thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Gets boring.
Run line at the bank.
Oh my God, Todd.
What a great moment for me.
You created that. I know. But Friday was rough. Friday after the show, because Todd was doing his Dice Clay in person.
I was glowing with that.
Yeah. Yes, Mar.
No one's had a better year than Fritzy.
Yeah, but he's not leading candidate for most valuable Danette. Yeah. He's had a good year.
Darius Rucker and Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah. I know. Right now, you're the clubhouse leader, most valuable Danette.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Still plenty of time, though, for you to screw it up.
Like the Lions or the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if everybody's bought in and they think you're real. Like, for real, you're sort of a Lions type feel. We're rooting for you, but I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Because Fritzy has been the most valuable and least valuable Danette the last couple of years.
Simultaneously.
Yes. Yeah.
So odd that you can do that.
Johnny, Grand Canyon. Where they have phone service. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Johnny.
First time, long time, 5'11", 210. So best and worst of the weekend. I'm going to start off with worst. Clayton Kershaw getting rocked for a third of an inning. Sad to see that. Hopefully he bounces back. Best of the weekend, the Steelers taking that W from the Ravens. And I also wanted to send an invitation to everybody out there for my new bar at Crappensburg State, the Cathedral. We are a fiber of Crappensburg State Athletics where everybody can pull up their throne every weekend and catch a game.
Well, you go in there and you sit on a stool.
There you go.
See what I did, Todd?
Yeah, stool.
Okay, thank
you. Bowel movement.
Yeah.
Stool.
Over under for the Lions this year. Anybody? Marvin, I'll start with you. Over under.
11.5.
Oh, bloop. Whoa. Are you seeing these things? Are you seeing these things?
That I am not.
You swear.
That's Ray. Play the day stuff, I know.
Okay. Wow.
MVD.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me try this. The Cowboys over under, Marvin. And don't try to give me the wrong answer just to throw me off here.
No, I'm going to try to get it right.
Okay.
I got him at 9.5.
Oh. Todd?
I'm going to go 10.5.
Bloop.
See, nice. Marvin threw that one.
Nice try, Marvin.
It's close enough, but not.
Chiefs over under, Marvin.
12.5.
Bloop.
Come on.
Bloop.
Don't play with me. Come on now.
Come on.
No life. Come on.
Brandon in Tallahassee. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, DP, how you doing?
Great.
I have one very quick best of the weekend and then a trivia question for you guys if you'd like to answer.
Okay,
so the best of the weekend, I got the privilege to watch Crappensburg State squeeze out a double overtime victory over rival Western Crappensburg State.
All right, okay.
And then the trivia question would be, no quarterback in NFL history has lost to all 32 NFL teams. One quarterback has the chance to lose his 31st this year, which would be the most all time. Who is that quarterback?
Marvin?
Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't in the league
anymore. No, he's not. Not anymore.
I'm lost on this one.
Anybody want to? Todd, you want to guess?
Matthew Stafford? He's been around a long time.
That would have been my guess. Matthew Stafford, Brandon. Brandon?
Carr.
What?
Derek Carr is the answer.
Oh, Derek Carr. All right. Well, thank you, Brandon. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Derek Carr, that's a curveball. Cincinnati Reds in 1919 won the World Series, and the 8 Red Sox players were charged with throwing the game. They actually were found not guilty in a court of law, but they're banned for life. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Oh, this was a really gutsy move. The LA Kings retired Wayne Gretzky's number 99. Not a lot of decision making that one. There it is. You mentioned that meeting. Should we wait a little bit?
Well, it's like the Ring of Honor with Jimmy Johnson with the Cowboys. Like, you know, at some point, Jerry.
Just waiting for the time to be right.
Come on. Yeah. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.